Well, hello everyone. I hope and trust yous are all keeping well and safe at this time. Andrew's just asked me just to leave a few thoughts from a psalm, and then the young people will read the chapter to us afterwards. So it's Psalm chapter 40, and I'm going to read the verses 1 and 2. Verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Look at verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. What faith David had in God, and what patience David is showing to us here. He waited patiently for the Lord. And what did he wait for? He waited for the Lord to hear and answer his prayer. Look what it says. I waited patiently for the Lord, and God did what? He inclined unto me. God in heaven, the creator of the heavens and the earth, inclined unto David's cry. You see, it wasn't just a prayer, but he heard my cry. It was a cry that David was praying for deliverance. And thank God that he heard and answered David's cry. And what lessons we can learn from this. And what truth there is for us. So often we try and rush ahead of God. We pray for something, and because it's not answered in our time, we try and create the answer ourselves. But how we must wait, and wait patiently for God to hear us. And consider this, that God, he inclines unto us. As we pour our hearts out many times for maybe loved ones that are unsaved, for the health of a family member or for ourselves, God will incline unto our cry and he will hear us. What a blessed truth this is. I am not only here, but he will deliver us in his way, in his will. Look at verse 2, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. What salvation there was for David, and how we should consider as Christians great salvation that God has done for us, that he has saved us, that he has delivered us from the penalty of sin. But by the grace of God, go I. What grace God has provided for us. How we should be thankful that God has delivered us from sin. And maybe you're listening and you're still in that horrible pit, that miry clay of sin and of judgment. Will you turn to Christ? Thank God if you turn and repent of your sin, realizing only Christ can save you. His precious blood that he shed on Calvary is the only way for salvation. But he will incline unto your cry. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But also remember that except you repent, you will perish. Except you repent of your sins, you will be in hell for all eternity. And that's the truth. But thank God that Christ is ready and waiting with his arms outstretched for any sinner that will confess his sin and turn from it and turn to Christ, that will put his faith and trust in him and in him alone. And thank God that he will set your feet upon a rock and establish your goings. You'll have that firm foundation that it's in Christ and Christ alone that you will get and enter into heaven. So now I'm just going to read the first three verses, and then the other young ones will continue on. Verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as him aside to lies. Many, Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hath thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hath thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me.
I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest.
I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me.
For innumerable evils have compassed me about. My iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs upon my head, therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that stand to me.
Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God.